Last month, Fox Broadcasting Company presented back-to-back Christmas specials featuring the cartoon Simpson family and the cartoonish Married with Children Bundy family, drawing the biggest audience in its four-year history. This weekend, The Simpsons becomes a weekly series, and television critic David Bianculli has this review.
The capsule history of The Simpsons is the cartoonist Matt Groening took the funny bunny from his Life in Hell comic strip, made the features only slightly more human, and created a strange-looking family called The Simpsons. There's Homer the dad, Marge the mom, Bart the brat, Lisa the know-it-all, and Maggie the baby. For a few years now, The Simpsons have appeared in very short segments on The Tracy Ullman Show, a variety series on Fox. That's the history so far, but there's more history about to be made. When it premieres as a regular series this weekend, The Simpsons will become the first primetime cartoon series since the 60s, the days of the Jetsons and Johnny Quest and the Flintstones. If The Simpsons is close in spirit to any of the shows from that era, though, it's to Rocky and Bullwinkle, which I loved as a kid. Who am I kidding? I love it now. And I love The Simpsons, too. It's just as funny, just as outlandish, and just as subversive. In the premiere episode, Bart gets in trouble for drawing graffiti on the school building, and it looks like there's more trouble ahead when the teacher passes out an IQ test to Bart's class.
Bart, I hope you won't bear some sort of simple-minded grudge against me. I was merely trying to fend off the desecration of the school building.
Eat my shorts.
Pardon?
No, I don't want you to worry, class. These tests will have no effect on your grades. They merely determine your future social status and financial success, if any.
The test results, though, make everyone treat Bart a little differently.
Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, this is our district psychiatrist, Dr. J. Lauren Pryor.
What do we need a psychiatrist for? We know our kid is nuts.
Oh, on the contrary, I have some very exciting news for all of us. This aptitude test we administered this morning has revealed that the young Bart here is what we call a gifted child.
A what?
Your son is a genius, Mr. Simpson.
Bart?
This lunkhead?
Impossible.
No, we're quite certain. The child is not supposed to know his own IQ, of course, but you can see it's beyond the range of any doubt.
912?
No, you have it upside down. It's 216.
Before you can say gifted child, Bart is carted off to a special school, given special treatment at home, and even allowed to stay up late for an evening at the opera, which he enjoys about as much as his dad does.
Who's the large butt?
He's a bullfighter.
No way a bull's gonna miss a target that big, man.
Who are those people?
Hey, you! When is this over?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Is that one bad enough for you, son? Let's go get a burger.
Even though it's a cartoon, The Simpsons is funnier than most TV sitcoms. It's got better situations and better comedy. Groening has developed the series with help from James L. Brooks, who wrote Broadcast News and produced The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and with Sam Simon, who worked with Brooks on Taxi. So it's got the pedigree, and it's also got the laughs. The Simpsons is bound to be the first hit show of 1990. You watch, and you should.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.